The descendant of vignerons and growers from the Barossa Valley over many generations. So I'm here to say thank you so much for coming today. We're so glad that you took the time on a Sunday morning to join us to give thanks for the people of this community who do grow and sow and produce the food and the drink that we enjoy so much in this community. Not only us, of course, but those who it is given to and sold to, particularly through the East End Market, of course, and now more than that, exported around the world with great integrity. I was fascinated as I was in the vineyard, as you can see on the picture, that those who were pruning and picking were a team from Vietnam. In fact, that team has been coming back for the last 7 years, and only that team, because they're wonderful workers and highly valued by the winery. So it was wonderful to, here I was in Summertown, and Vietnamese is sounding throughout the vineyards. How about that? Who would have thought 100 years ago? And so, you know, we send the produce to the world and then the world comes to us to help us in its production. I thought that was great. I also want to say thank you to Dave Vince, and Dave has kindly loaned us the use of this cart or barrow, Max, as you described it. And in fact, this is an original that was used in the East End Market by David's father and the boys. And they would certainly know how to load that correctly. And Dave's replaced the woodwork so far, and it's a real treasure, isn't it? So thanks, Dave, for helping make the day so special. I just want to read a couple of words from the Bible. This is from a letter called 2 Corinthians, a letter to people in Corinth in Greece, just to explain kind of why we're here and why we do this. These words are on the back of your booklet. You could see them there if you don't need to look at the screen, but I'll read them to you. Now, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. So if I was to highlight just two words on the screen, you'll see the words harvest and thanksgiving. That's why we're here. That's what we do. These words, of course, just so you know, are actually written by a very famous man called Paul, who was an apostle, and he's writing to people in Corinth, in Greece. What he's really doing is encouraging them to be very generous. You know, they've received so much. Guys, you've got to be generous. You know, God is very generous. You've got to be like God if you follow God. Be generous. In particular, be generous to people you've never met. So they live in Greece, and Paul's asking them to send a gift to Jerusalem in Israel, which is quite a ways away in those days. And so this all is meant to result in thanksgiving to God. So that's the context for why Paul is writing these words as he does. So I probably don't need to tell you, but I will tell you anyway, that Christians believe that God created this world, and not that he just created it, actually he owns the world, like this is his world, and he invites us to participate in the blessing of his world and working in this world. Life is a gift, and also work is a gift. And so here we have people in our district who work very hard by the sweat of their brow to produce the beautiful fruits and foods and wines that we enjoy. The Bible says every good and perfect gift, every gift, whatever it is, comes from God, our Father. He's so kind. In fact, just this weekend, we've had an example of that. We had those tremendous rains yesterday and last night. I think Mount Lofty had the third highest rainfall. I believe Ashton is the wettest place in South Australia. It was pretty wet in Glen Osmond, let me tell you that. Now we have sunshine. Beautiful sunshine bathing the landscape. And Jesus said, he causes the sun to rise on the good and the evil. And he sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter where you live, God is so very kind. He sends the rain and he gives the sunshine, which we need for the growth of this land. And one reason that he does this, the Bible tells us, is so that we might have joy in our hearts. I don't know whether you have joy in your heart. A lot of us have happiness, but happiness can kind of come and go. Joy is something much deeper. It's lasting. It gets us through those days when life is really good and when life is really bad. And Paul tells us in his writings, actually, one of the reasons we know that God loves us is because of the joys that he gives us, the kindnesses of God. So you look at that cart, as I am now, and I'm just imagining all the labour that has gone in to the production of just that amount of food. And imagine if I took an apple as I did at Parker's Apples during the week. You know, I just sort of bit into it on the left-hand side because I have a tooth injury from my football days. And, well, it was delicious. So look at the labour. Think about the flavours. Succulent, delicious, tasty, healthy. This is the goodness of God to us. And we're very thankful and we're glad that you're thankful too. But it wouldn't be right of me just to stop there because there is a problem. I don't know whether you know that sometimes people aren't thankful. People don't say thank you. My father was not a farmer. He was a cobbler. He made and mended shoes. And I don't know about your father. You have memories of your dad. And perhaps you can remember something he used to always say or he always did, a mannerism, and you've never forgotten it. Well, I can just see my father standing at the back door of our house as a customer comes to collect their mended shoes, and they would give him the cash in those days. And he would always say, many thanks. Many thanks, not just thanks, many thanks. I'm sure he learned that from his parents. And so many thanks means like, I'm really grateful. I'm so glad that you trusted me to mend your shoe. The problem is today that we're so often not thankful. Or, let's put it this way, God is so faithful to us that we actually forget him. He's so faithful. He's so consistent. It's like he's not there. And in the Bible, that condition, that problem is diagnosed by the Bible writers. Israel was often told, you forgot the Lord. You forgot the Lord. Look, he provided for you in the wilderness. And you forgot the Lord. In fact, perhaps this verse here sums it up. This is a prophet, Hosea, a Jewish prophet. He's talking to Israel. He said, when I fed them, they were satisfied. And when they were satisfied, they became proud. And then they forgot me. We forget God because he's so faithful. And that happened to Israel in the Old Testament. And Paul, who I mentioned before, who wrote those words, those verses on the screen, he kind of picked up that idea and he said, you know, look, guys, what's the biggest sin in the world? What's the cause of sin in the world? And, you know, there's all these long lists of sins, of course, and you could think of some, I'm sure. But Paul goes behind the scenes and underneath. What's the real cause? He writes these words. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. Ungrateful. So what the Apostle Paul says, you know what? Doesn't matter what the sin in the world is. Underneath that sin is ungratefulness to God. You know, God, you made me, you created me, you've gifted me, you're so generous. I forget you. I even forget to thank him. And that causes all sorts of consequences, personally and in society. This is a wonderful verse in the Bible. It's one of my favourites. Consider this. You who forget God, those who sacrifice thank offerings, honour me. And to the blameless, I will show my salvation. Essentially what the writer is saying is, hey, honour God, thank God, and God's salvation blessing will be yours. It's worth thinking about, isn't it? You know, when you wake in the morning and not just on a special day like today, but every day. And what was Paul thankful for? He's thankful for all of this, the sun, the rain, the food, the fruits. But he concludes that little section to the Corinthians saying, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift, meaning his generous love shown to us through his son Jesus, who we've been singing about this morning. Can we say that in our hearts? Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for your goodness to us, your greatness. Thank you for your kindness. We're just amazed at how you provide for us, what you've done for us, the food, the fruits, the wines. Thank you for allowing us to live in this area, so beautiful, so blessed. Lord, we just don't want to take you for granted, and we certainly don't want to forget you. And so this morning, we just especially say thank you, Father, for your indescribable gifts to us. And we thank you in Jesus' name.